Blog Talk Radio.
Right about man.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him! It's 2K10, think we beginning to hush not. Block Talk Radio, listen in Lush Spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in the glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together is like a dream team. A Bronx bomber who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian princess, CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Race there, getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Yeah. Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
Girl, Lushy Lush live in the building, and is everybody enjoying this wonderful weather out here, man? It's time to bring out them flip-flops, them open-toed shoes, and that sundress, baby. We live in the building on Lush Radio Online, and it's going down. You know, each and every Wednesday, we always talk about entrepreneurship, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Yesterday, if you missed the show, we had Jackie O and the lines was going crazy, and we had your man Glasses Malone. Tonight, we're going to have the one and only author of Straight From The Source, the one and only Kim Osorio live in the building, and also up-and-coming artist Corinne live on Lush Radio Online. Definitely shout-out to all our sponsors, Diverse Media Group, LLC, OhanaShop.com, and Strictly Bought One, Capital Customs. We're here on Lush Radio Online. Call in at 347-826-7722. Call in right now. Log on. And we're going to the phone lines and see what's cracking. And see, we have the wonderful Kim Osorio on the line. What's up? What's up, 917? You're live in the building on Lush Radio Online, baby.
Hello?
Hello? You're live on Lush Radio Online. Is this the
one? Hi, it's Kim Osorio. Yes, I'm here.
What's up with you, baby? How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
It's a pleasure. I know you're a busy woman, man. You know, we've been trying to get you on the show for a minute.
I know, and that's my bad. I actually, like, this time is like I'm on the move, 6 o'clock. So right now I'm in the car.
That's what it is. But we appreciate you, man. You could be anywhere, but you here. Let me give you some Lush Radio love, boo.
Thank you.
And I got other co-host that's going to be on in a few minutes from Jersey.
Okay.
To get into it, do you want to go ahead and give a shout-out, any shout-out to anything, Kim?
I'd like to shout-out my kids who are in the car with me. They're in the background like, woo!
Hey, babies, what's up?
They can't hear you, but, you know, they definitely said hi. You guys on the radio, say hi.
Hi.
See that?
Hi.
That's a first for you, right?
Yes. No, we have kids calling. It's exclusive, man. It's real radio right here.
Yeah. I'm keeping it really real right now. Okay.
That's what it is. Shout out to the kids and everything like that. I want to go ahead and bring in my other co-host, Future Guru, live from the New Jersey Irvington area. What's up, Guru? You're live with Kim Osorio.
Hey. Lush, hey Kim, I'm glad.
Hey.
We right on schedule and we live on Twitter, so I would like to first thank all our listeners, and let's put it on Twitter that Kim is on. So I just want to say, Kim, Jersey, right here, we support you. This is Irvington, and we definitely love
thank
what you. You do. Lush loves, you know, we have Lush as a family. So when we go live on our Twitter, they're going to know that you're part of the Lush Radio Online family, and we're going to do what we do from here. So what's your Twitter anyway? I want to get that out the way.
Let's my Twitter is twitter.com/KimOsorio1.
You got
like the
it.
Number one right after my name. And it's O-S-O-R-I-O.
Everybody that's live on Twitter with us, thank you for joining us. We got a dynamite show. Thanks to Lush, and thanks out to Cookie and the whole family. So we loving it right
yeah.
now.
I'm representing Jersey, too, even though I'm from the Bronx. I'm in Jersey now. So
let's talk about
okay.
it. That's what's up. All right. We loving that right there. We're going to get that out there, too.
That's what it is. Kim, you know, let's go ahead and so get into it. Kim, what exactly, you know, inspired you to just, you know, get into dealing with the music industry and just dealing with, you know, magazines like, you know, the how did that whole situation come about, you know, just, you know, being a writer and everything like that? What inspired you to get into that?
I think I always loved to write, but I never looked at it as a profession. So when I was coming up and going through college, I was, you know, majoring in all of these different things, not knowing that I could pursue this full time. And I always knew I wanted to be in the music industry. Like, a lot of people don't know that I actually used to DJ. I can't scratch a record to save my life right now. But when I was, like, you know, coming up, I loved music. And I used to buy a lot of hip-hop vinyl. You know, I was from the Castle Hill section of the Bronx. And we just, you know, we were into hip-hop, and that's what we did. So after realizing that I wanted to be in the music industry, I started to intern at different companies. And once I got into the publicity department, I kind of married the two worlds and realized that I could actually write as, you know, my career.
That's real talk right there. And then what did you have any, like, so people that, you know, you looked up to when it came to writing and stuff like that, you know, just authors or editors kind of looked up to?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, what's funny is that I think I've always been a fan of The Source. And even despite what happened with me and the magazine, you know, I continue to rep The Source because the brand name was so strong. And it is still strong. I mean, it's lost a lot of its luster, I think, because just in terms of what we do, the game has changed, and it's really about the internet these days, and magazines are suffering. But The Source holds that weight within hip-hop just because it was the authority on hip-hop culture. And there were other magazines out, but The Source was the first time, you know, reading The Source, it was the first time where I was getting the information in a different way. It had a political edge to it. You know, it was more informative than anything. It wasn't just like, you know, Biggie said, get in the pictures of Salt and Pepper and Heavy Z in the limousine. Like, it was more than that. It was like a magazine that was representing the culture in a different way. And it was speaking specifically to hip-hop. You know what I mean? So I love The Source. I used to read The Source. My daughter wants to put her window down in the back. Hold on. And, you know, I used to read the magazine, and I was just a fan of all the writers in there. You know, I looked up to people like Dream Hampton and, you know, the females that were repping because at the time there weren't a lot of female writers. There weren't a lot of female editors, you know. Getting into The Source was harder just being a female because people looked at you like you were at a disadvantage because maybe you didn't know hip-hop as well as some of the male editors. A lot of people won't own up to something like that, but at this stage in my career, in my life, I'm comfortable with saying that because I have the experience and I know what I went through at the magazine. It wasn't something that was easy to prove as a woman. You know, you had to come to the game. You had to play it differently. You had to make sure people understood that you had the expertise. And I know I can't claim to know hip hop as well as I did back then because when I look at it now, I don't know what's going on. I'm like, I haven't heard an album in so long, but that's just because in my life I'm at a different place. But, you know, I still love the culture of it. And back then, I knew everything about hip-hop like the back of my hand. You know what I'm saying? Like, there wasn't a song that came out that I didn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I looked up, I wanted to be at The Source, and I started freelancing, and I started shopping my articles to the editors there, and Carlito and Elliot Wilson actually, you know, they were the first editors to give me my shot as a writer, and kind of took it from there.
That's what's up. I'm going to go ahead and throw it to my other co-host, the one and only Future Guru 100, from Irvington, New Jersey. Guru, you got a question for Kim Osorio?
Yes, I'm just actually loving her interview so far. I'm definitely filling the blog, KimOsorio.com. So everybody, when we go live on Twitter, you see us supporting it. The standpoint that we take on this platform at Lush is just to support. And we love, like, the fresh, innovative way that you can bring it. So basically my question is, we actually do the entrepreneur education thing. So actually I'm getting a vibe like you can actually work with Lush and I, because we've been having so many powerful shows and so many powerful guests. So we'll just put that on the back burner for
okay.
And Lush Radio Online to get it in and tell our story like the right way, like, because we really making a lot of moves. So actually, who are you feeling like right now for producers? Maybe because I support the producers and musicians so much on this show. Shout out to all the DJs and engineers and producers. We know that you follow and do artists, and you know the voice that we take in the standpoint is just to bring out the people that don't even get the recognition they deserve. So who are some of the producers that you might be like, that you maybe like want to shout out right now?
Hip hop producers, you mean?
Yeah, any.
You know what's funny?
We don't just do hip hop here at Lush Radio Online, so you can let it out, let it rip.
You know what's funny? That's an interesting question, because if you would have asked me that 5-10 years ago, I would have shot off names like, you know, quickly, with the quickness. And these days, I actually had this conversation with someone recently. I was like, I feel like producers are kind of not getting the recognition that they used to get. You know, when producers used to produce records, they would put their name all over it. You know, that's how you knew Puffy was the producer, because he had his way of stamping all of his records, or Timbaland had a certain sound, or the Neptunes had a sound. Nowadays, I feel like, I said this the other day to someone, I don't know who produced what record. Like, I really don't. And I don't know if that's the direction that the game is going, where we're not shining the light on producers as much. But I just feel that way. Like, I still like what Timbaland does, you know. I still listen to that and think, okay, I still like what DJ Premier does. That's the school that I come from. So I haven't seen somebody new come in the game and get my attention like they used to. And I don't know, and I'm not saying that they're not out there. I'm just saying, for me, I don't see it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't see it anymore. And I think people need to market themselves better, whether it's the internet or whatever. I don't know, but I'm just not seeing those people in the background come out to the forefront like they used to.
And which is true, Kim, because, you know, just even with the die down and even the balancing out from hip-hop to R&B and all that stuff, you know, it's not an even balance. You know, at one time when we used to know who every producer was, and most stuff is starting to sound the same nowadays, or either people are trying to copy other people's styles, and it's like a lot of people aren't trying to stay original anymore. So you really can't really, like, tell the difference nowadays. You know, it sounds so much the same nowadays. So it's hard.
It is hard. And you know what's weird? You know, not to just big up all the big names, but when Swizz does a record, even today, you know it's a Swizz record, because you can tell. Or, you know, there's a certain sound that he has, or just a way of letting people know that he's responsible for that. And I don't see, like, the up-and-coming producers doing that same thing. I definitely think we need, you know, to get new blood in the game and get people, you know, getting the recognition for their work. I feel like within hip-hop, a lot of stuff is getting phased out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, people are getting phased out. And it's not about, you know, it's any man's game right now. Anybody can come out just the way that Drake did. You see how he came out, and I'm not taking nothing away from him. I like Drake's songs, but is he really the next coming or the Messiah? Come on. It's just that he knew how to get himself out there, market himself. Now he's like the next best thing, you know, and when he comes down and drops his album, I'm sure he's going to have an incredible first week. And I just think that, you know, you have to find that formula within hip-hop to break through.
And that's real talk right there. And I'm going to go ahead and open the line for a quick question real quick. Call if you call in, make sure you respect the guest and make sure you have 1 or 2 minutes to ask your question before we move on to the next person. Call it from the 347 New York, New York. You're live on Lush Radio with Kim Osorio. What's up? 347. Alrighty then. Make sure you push 1 to speak. the other thing I wanted to ask you, you know, let's talk about this book. Let's talk about your book, Straight from the Source. You know, some people, you know, find it informative. Some people kind of found it, you know, controversial. You know, what was your take on and your inspiration behind the whole entire book of just, you know, coming out with this book and just dealing with everything that went, you know, on Source and stuff like that? Tell us more about it. We want to hear, you know, exactly, you know, your aspect and your take on that, you know, for the fans out there.
Well, I definitely have heard the word controversial, you know, thrown out there when talking about Straight from the Source. And I understand that because of the trial that happened right before the book was released. I put Straight from the Source out. It was a personal memoir of mine, and I've always wanted to write it. You know, I've always wanted to write a memoir. Writing is what I do, and it was something that I think a lot of writers feel like they want to get to a level of where they can publish their own memoir. Mine just happened to, like, happen. The story really told itself, you know. Everyone knows I was at the Source. I was terminated wrongly. It was against the law. And to make a long story short, I took the owners to court on some charges, sexual harassment, retaliation, defamation, because of the things that they said about me in articles. But I don't think a lot of people knew the backstory. They just saw it in the post. They saw it in the papers. They were like, oh, it sounded scandalous the way that they were playing it. But I wanted people to get my story from me. And I wanted them to understand what I had went through and why I had went through it. And so I decided to write the book. And I think that I did a good job because I was honest in it. A lot of people that have read the book love the book. And they told me that. And I really appreciate getting feedback from people who have read the book because before the book came out, initially, I got a lot of feedback from people who didn't read the book. And I didn't like that because I felt like, how are you going to judge this book when you haven't read it yet? And that happens in hip-hop. You know, people hear about things, they start getting tidbits of information, and all of a sudden they want to kind of throw their 2 cents in. So I respect people who've read the book and are able to give me their feedback, even if their feedback isn't positive on it. I definitely want to say that Straight from the Source, the rights were optioned by Chris Rock, who read the book when it came out and loved the writing. So that's something that we're working on now. So you may see it, you know, on TV or film one day. But I'm really excited to announce that because I haven't really told people that. But I think it's important for people to know that once you read this book, you'll appreciate it for what it really is. You know, and it is my story, but there are a lot of other things and there are a lot of layers to it. And a lot of women in any business, not just hip-hop, can relate to that.
Well, you know, firsthand, I feel like, you know, it takes a lot of courage for somebody to be honest, you know, with this industry, because we know that this industry is very cutthroat in business, you know. And, you know, for a woman, you know, it's already hard because, you know, they look at us in a certain way as if, you know, we have to work extra harder, you know, when it comes to the music business and business in general. So for you to be honest and for other women to just see, you know, you know, your inside story. A lot of women could relate to certain situations that you went through in the book. And, you know, being truthful about it, because not a lot of people are honest and truthful. For you to come out and be honest and truthful about it, I commend you, you know.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, so, I mean, for the people that do judge, you know, I mean, as you know, I say to each his own, because you don't know anybody's life story, what they've been through. So, hey, it is what it is. At the end of the day, you know, you got what was rightfully yours, and you were able to express yourself and also tell your experience to the world about what you went through. You know?
Yeah.
And you know, but behind the situation, I honestly see, even from the writing, you have a wonderful talent when it comes to writing, and you did a great job in orchestrating everything and with the chapters and everything like that. What do you feel is your favorite chapter in the book?
Wow. Wow, that's a good question, because I haven't read it in so long. You know, there were a lot of chapters that I loved, just because, you know, every single chapter is me. It's my life, and I wrote it down, and it wasn't like anybody, you know, had to write it for me. But I really loved the first chapter, because it was shocking, and it wasn't initially the first chapter. That first chapter I added afterwards. It was something that I remembered till the last minute, and I said, I got to put this in there, because people got to understand, in a way, why I was writing the book. And I tried to put that in there, and I tried to show how sensational this story was going to be. And it really wasn't about that. Like, it's not like this big sensational story, even though there's this drama, there's beef, you know, there's relationships. There's so much in that book. But in that chapter, I had to bring that out. And I had to show people just how ugly and dirty the situation was getting for me on the business end, because it was something that I felt. I was at a radio station, and I set it up like that. You have to read the chapter to understand what I'm talking about. But I was asked a question that I feel like was off limits.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also a question that was put in a way where you would believe the question, even if I tried to say the truth, which was, no, the answer is no. You know what I'm saying? But because of the way they framed the question, it was almost like they set me up. And it wasn't like I was at the end of the day, mad at the radio personalities, because that's part of their job, and that's what they do. But I had to show how it happened and how sort of my world just spun around and changed in a minute, because that's when a lot of things were about to come to light.
Yeah, see, and you know, the thing is, you know, even though we're media here and Less Radio Online, we try to focus on more of the positive light, because we get so much defamation on individuals in general, especially in minorities in general. And, you know, some people do it because of, you know, they want to get credibility, or they just want to, you know, get ratings. But, you know, I don't feel like it's beneficial for you to bring somebody, you know, with blasphemy and all kinds of craziness, you know. And
I mean, the same rings true when you're writing a story, you know what I mean? Because when you're writing a story on an artist, let's just say, yeah, you're looking for the good quotes and the juicy gossip and that sort of thing, but there's a level of respect and there's a level of responsibility that you have as, you know, a writer. And you've gotta be able to show that in your writing and to show that in how you deal with your subject. And I think it's important to remember that when you have a guest or when you're writing an article on somebody, like, you're telling that story. So you have a lot of control over a situation. And it's gotten real loose in the industry these days. Like, people just say anything, and, you know, it gets a little crazy.
Some stuff is, like, really vulgar, and you're like, wow, like, you know, that was really unnecessary. But you know what? I appreciate the fact that you handled yourself as a woman, you know, in dealing with, you know, the different situations like that. You know, I'm going to throw it back over to Guru from Irvington, but before that, real quick, I want to ask you a question. How do you feel about the Kim Osorio before and the Kim Osorio now?
I think every person goes through periods where they grow as a person. And the experiences that I've had at the source and in the industry have helped me to grow as a person. I'm also, like I said before, I'm at a different place in my life. Like, as we talk, my daughter is screaming because we're passing McDonald's. Like, she's like, I want to go to McDonald's. That's what I'm dealing with. So my life is different. You know, I don't do the industry parties, you know, like I used to do back then. I don't do the swerve and the hustle and the networking. Like, my life is different. And I think that the industry makes it hard for you to be a regular person. You know, it's just the hustle and bustle of everyday, like, craziness of the industry.
Mm-hmm.
That it turns people off. So, you know, it does. And there were a lot of people back then in my life. Like, I had a lot of balance. There were a lot of people back then who didn't understand it. And they were like, you know, what about your life outside of this industry? And for me, just trying to come up and, you know, get the position that I wanted to get, it was hard to do that, to balance both lifestyles. I had to kind of put 100% into the source and into what I was doing. These days, it's a little different because I know how to balance, you know, a family and a life outside of the industry with my duties as a writer and editor, you know, working at BET. So I'm definitely a changed person.
That's what it is. I'm going to go ahead and throw it over to my co-host, Future Ghoul 100, and we're going to open up the lines. You have 1 to 2 minutes to ask questions for Kim Osorio, but I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines real quick. Make sure you address the guest. Make sure that your questions are respectful. Thank you. Guru, you have a question for Kim?
Yeah, I just followed Kim on Twitter. And I shouted out Lush, and we live on Twitter. So, actually, I love the Lush, the question Lush asked you. And we actually have to give respect to the journalists and the people who made strides to being great at their positions. And with that, I want to ask one about your favorite interview when you feel like, even whatever magazine it could have been for, that famous interview for you, and also about how the mentality of the people that we read, that will read your stuff, the mentality that it has to take shape when they realize that you have a job to do and every person that you interview is a subject, and the props that you actually, I want to say that you should get for doing your job correctly and getting that story, like you mentioned, that control. So give me your favorite interview, basically, and then, like, the mentality that has to take place for people to understand what we do out here.
Right. I have a lot of favorite interviews. It's funny because I don't want to just pick one. But I would have to say I interviewed LL Cool J, like, when he was, I shouldn't call it a comeback, right, but when he was coming back out. And it was a great interview because I feel like his experience and just his, you know, overall stature within hip-hop, he kind of flipped the interview on me. And I usually come into my interviews and I have total control. You know, a lot of people have said, oh, you're intimidating. And I really try not to be. And, you know, they think I'm intimidating because I come in there with the game face, like, and try to really get to the heart of the matter, ask really tough questions, and get a good interview. But when I sat down with him, you know, he kind of flipped it. He was asking me questions, and I didn't know how that happened. And it was really like a lesson just in where he was in his career and his life. And I think that was a good interview. And I wrote a cover story on him for one of the issues. I forgot which issue it was, but he was on the cover. And it was like, I hate using the word old school, but it was like the old school meets the new school sort of issue. Another interview that I really loved was an interview I did with Mace. And it was after he had become, you know, Pastor Mace. I really liked that interview because I had history with Mace where we didn't really like each other. And that was because of a rating that he got in the source. A lot of people are under the misconception that when you review an album, you were the one who gave out the mics. And that's not true. The mics were decided by a committee of editors at the Source magazine. And on Mace's second album, he had gotten 2.5 mics. So I wrote the review. I thought I wrote a really good review on his album. I didn't like his second album. And one of the things that I was trying to explain in my review was how he got a lot of criticism for his first album, which was very pop-tinged, you know, like not hardcore. He was the shiny suit mace. But at the end of the day, that was who the audience loved, and I didn't think that the new gangster sort of, like, mace was going to fly well in hip-hop. So I wrote the review, and he ended up getting 2.5 mics, and, of course, that really pissed people off. So we had some issues, but I came back and did that interview after he had, you know, decided to go off and do his preaching and leave the game, and he was kind of coming back. Even though he never really came back that hard, but he was putting out an album. I liked that interview a lot because there was that there, and I kind of had to wipe my slate clean and forget about all of the drama that had happened before and just deliver a good interview. And I went to his church in Atlanta, and I actually was impressed by what I saw, you know. So, it was funny because it was almost like an investigative piece because the label was trying to stop me from going to his church. They were like, one of the things you can't do is, you know, go watch his sermon. And I, of course, you can't tell me not to do something because I'm going to do it. And I went and did it anyway. And I think I got a lot from that, you know, just being able to sit and hear him preach and then having the interview come not too long after that. So I really enjoyed that interview. He was also on the cover of that issue. There were so many interviews that I did back then. I'm trying to think of the ones that stand out. But, you know, like I've had a lot of memorable ones. Definitely.
That's what it is. I got this quick question because I know you're like this gung-ho, like no-holds-barred. Do you consider yourself when you were still in the game? I know you do, you dip and dab a little bit still, but, you know, when you were dealing with the source and stuff, did you feel yourself like almost like the rebel?
Not at first. I think that came after everything started happening to me. When I got the job, I think that there were a lot of people who weren't happy with the fact that I had gotten the job. And it gets competitive, and that any company is going to be competitive within, you know, the walls of that company. But at the source, you know, I think that the competitiveness was tenfold. And I was dealing with a lot, and I didn't really know because I was so busy. So I didn't really know what was going on behind the scenes and what people were saying and what was, you know, happening. I was really just concentrated on doing a good job. And towards the end, when all this shit started to hit the fan, oh, I'm not supposed to say a curse, right? when everything started to hit the fan, you know, that's when I had to kind of be on my own and realize that, you know, you don't have as many friends when you're not at that top position. And that's when I felt more like a rebel because there wasn't too many people ready to stand up for me and say, oh, okay, you're taking them to court. Oh, I'm going to back you. There literally were a couple of family members in that courtroom, and that's it.
Wow. Wow, that's real talk. If you just joined us now, right now, we're with Kim Osorio, former editor-in-chief of The Source magazine. She's live in here dropping jewels and also author of Straight from the Source, very enlightening book. I implore you guys to go read it, check it out, support the book. Call in at 347-826-7722. I'm going to go ahead and open the lines. We got a caller from 973. You're live in the building on Lush Radio Online with Kim Osorio. Greetings. 973.
Yo, Lush, what up?
What's up? Who's this?
This Chill Trees. What's good, baby?
What's good, Chill Trees? You got a question for Kim Osorio?
Nah, I was just calling to say what's up. You know, you get your numbers on, man. I was just saying hello, giving you a shout-out. I'm in and out real quick. You heard?
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. Appreciate you.
All right. That's what it is.
That's what it is. Chill Trees from the Swamp Team out in Jersey. That's what it is. I'm going to go ahead and throw it over there to Future Guru. Guru, you got another question for Kim.
Absolutely. I just actually get so many ideas and how she actually can work with actually the best in the business. So my standpoint is with these people, knowing that I mean, right now we trying to bring the boom back to Jersey, and this thing we doing right now out of New York, and we supporting this whole East Coast and Cali and everybody that loving the boom back. So actually, are you actually checking for R&B like artists right now, or hip hop artists like that's interesting to you? I know you mentioned Drake, but actually, who actually is actually what you listening to right now in your CD player as far as R&B and classic? Any classics that you like? Because I'm just curious, because you know we support, like, I'm a DJ. That's why I'm kind of asking these questions, because the music,
uh-huh.
Yeah. So actually, I'm just going there with it. What's rocking in the CD right now? In the CD word.
Okay, so everything that I listen to has to take a backseat to everything that my kids want to listen to, right? So the funny part is, I just want to throw this out there because it's ironic, but I used to make fun of the Black Eyed Peas when I was at the Source, right? Because obviously, we used to say a lot of things. I'm not going to say anything negative. I had to actually buy their CD because my kids love the music. So I'm forced to listen to stuff that my kids want to listen to. That's the funny thing. As far as new hip-hop or even R&B that I like, I'm feeling a lot of the younger cats. Like, I'm feeling for R&B, for example, I really like Omarion. You know, I like Chris Brown, despite all of his drama. I like the more pop-oriented music. For hip-hop, I gotta throw Slaughterhouse out there just because that's the, you know, family. But that was a little plug. Outside of them, I don't think that anybody's, you know, really doing it. And I think it's because it's a new generation of emceeing. And it doesn't necessarily speak to me the way KRS-One spoke to my generation. You know what I mean? Like, I respect all of the, like, I respect what Young Money is doing from a business standpoint, because I see how they're flooding the game. But do I listen to Young Money? I'm kind of, you know, I've kind of outgrown it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, when we get to a certain age, like, you know what I'm saying, I'm about to be 30 next year, I really don't, you know, want to listen. We had kids, we not trying to listen to all that other stuff. I can respect, like you said, the business aspect of it, because you're basically setting up a pyramid. You got a Lil Wayne that goes in, floods the gates. Well, it all
right.
First started with Cash Money, with Baby and them, and then from there, then they, you know, they put Lil Wayne in position where he needed to be. Then from there, he bridges up. He starts off the family tree, then goes.
And let me, I don't want to cut you off, but the funny thing about Lil Wayne is, I remember when Cash Money first came out, and I remember because, you know, we did a lot of business with them while I was at the Source. Lil Wayne would be in the same room as me, and I wouldn't even have a conversation with him. I never in my head thought that was going to be the one. And if you remember, Juvenile, you know, BG, everybody looked at them as they were the dudes. I would have never guessed that it was going to be Lil Wayne with the Movement. And ironically, he's the one that stuck with Cash Money, if you look at that. So you got to respect the business that's there, because I'm not taking away from his talent. I could see where people, you know, say he's really talented. You know, I hear things, I'm like, yeah, he's really good. It's just not my generation of stuff. So I can't relate to the music as much. You know, I still listen to Jay-Z. Yeah. My nieces and nephews are like, he old. You know what I'm saying? So, but that's my type of hip-hop.
Well, you know, Kim, I plead the fifth on the Lil Wayne situation, because I feel like he was a well-put-together artist. In regards to talent, I plead the fifth.
You see how the business of the game is what will take you there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's one thing that I do respect about him, because, like you said, everybody thought it was BG and the whole situation would have. But see, what they did was groom him
into
right.
when he was old enough to know, and they groomed him into the artist that he needed to be now, and therefore expanding him into the popish rock so he can be basically a versatile artist. But we already know that most of his rhymes are written and stuff like that, and, you know, everything was pieced together in order for him to be that businessman. And then they brought in Nicki Minaj with the gimmick to touch some of the women and the young Barbie dolls, the young girls
right.
in the Barbie doll movement. You got the Drake for, like, the normal college guy preppy type and urban, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He already has his status from Degrassi. And then you got a couple of other artists, and then they have younger kids to deal with the younger level. So the whole market that they have set up and game plan is excellent. You know,
yes.
In a business standpoint, they're killing it.
Right.
With talent, that's a whole nother story.
But remember, it's always been like that, you know, whereas it's not even about the talent. I mean, that's why when you have that type of artist like a Jay-Z who actually has the talent, you respect it because he's got both. He's got the talent and he's got the business savvy. But it's always been like that in hip-hop. So, you know, I look at it like I respect what they're doing. I see the movement. I see how they don't stop, you know, and they're keeping hip-hop alive. Because
yeah.
hip-hop was really falling off. It wasn't like a lot. It's not what it was before. People aren't making money the way that they used to make money. You know, the game is real dry. And people are thirsty. And the hustle has dried up. And I think that I respect them because they've been able to kind of open the doors and show that there's still a viable market out there for hip-hop.
Well, I mean, not even just that they're able to cross over. You
right.
know, when you have a Lil Wayne doing stuff with, you know, some pop artists and also, you know, rock artists, like, that's, you're touching other genres of music, so you're able to expand. So, you know, you're definitely going to kill the market with that, because not every MC, not every hip-hop artist is able to expand and
right.
cross over, you know.
Right.
And we already know that European money... that's where them people, they done that pop music, so that's where that money's coming from.
Right.
You know, at the end of the day. I'm going to go ahead and open the line for our program manager, Cookie. Cookie has a question for you. Cookie?
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Cookie.
How are you? I'm fine.
I'm good.
I'm great. I did read the book, and I very much enjoyed the book, and it did open my eyes a lot about, you know, the industry in general, as far as what I read. And just reading the book, it did, you know, it made me respect you even a lot more, you know, for telling your story and what really happened, well, your side of the story. And another thing that I wanted to say was I've heard some people say they wanted to know, like, why did you, name the name that you did, as far as, you know, having a relationship with the people in the
industry. With the rappers?
Their own, yeah, with their own personal relationship, because they felt as though that you could have told the story or whatever, but you didn't have to, you know, call any names. And they were saying things like, you know, they don't really respect that because, you know.
It's like dropping dime, right? It's like you're telling us. It's funny because I think writing books has gotten a bad rap because there have been a lot of books that have come out and been very successful on that formula. That's not really what my book was. It was a memoir. I could have taken names out, but you were going to know who the names were once I started to tell the story. So to me, it would have been a waste of time, almost like a guessing game. And there weren't any legal issues because everything that I was saying was true. So there wasn't a reason. I wasn't trying to protect anyone's feelings. You know, it was a very important part to the story because of the way, when you read the story, you see how things played out. And being in those relationships, you know, cost me a lot when it came to my job because those were the relationships that the company looked at and had issues with. You know, despite all the relationships that were going on, you know, with other people and, you know, I'm not saying it was that type of party all across the board, but I said in the book, you know, it wasn't anything new. And people, I think, have been very critical of the relationships because they're like, oh, as, you know, and those relationships, before I forget to say, took place before I took the job of editor-in-chief. That's another thing. But whatever, that doesn't really matter. I'm just saying that because a lot of people have said, how could you talk about these relationships or have these relationships, you know, while you were the editor-in-chief? It clouds your judgment. But really, it wasn't like I was writing about these artists, you know, and I would take myself out of the situation. So were there ethical issues? You can say there were ethical issues, but I looked at it like, come on, we're all trying to cover this up. This is going on day in and day out in the industry. This is what people are doing. I know. I see it. So nobody is holier than thou. And I didn't have a problem with telling my story the way it needed to be told. And if that meant putting people's names in it, then so be it. You know, and then, you know, people never had a problem putting my name in situations. You know, my name was put in the record.
Right.
So it was like, oh, it's free for all.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow.
So, you know, I mean, I understand that people feel like, or some people may think you should protect, you know, the innocent, mm-hmm. let's just say. What does that person have to do with your story? But in that situation, those individuals had a lot to do with my story because of the way things played out. Mm-hmm. And that's what I talk about in the book, and that's how I try to, or at least I try to illustrate it by putting it out there.
Mm-hmm. I have another quick question, too. If those people who wanted to get into the industry in whichever area, whether they're an artist or a writer or whatever they want to do, what advice would you give to those individuals who are, you know, anticipating getting in the music industry?
Well, funny that we had the question. I mean, we had the conversation just a few minutes ago about talent versus, like, your business ethic. I think there are a lot of talented people out there. But to win in this game, it's really about the hustle that you have. It's really about marketing yourself. It's about making yourself look differently than everything else that's out there. So, you know, if you're a writer and you're sending your clips into different editors and there are 100 writers doing the same thing, how are you going to stand out? Like, what is it about your pitch or your story that's different from all the pitches that's coming in from everybody else? So I really think it's having the right business mind and having the focus and the drive to go along with being talented, you know, because you do have to have, or at least you want to have some talent, and you need to hone your skills. I think that one of the things that I feel like has helped me is that I never want to stop learning. I always want somebody to teach me something. So you can't ever feel like you've reached the top. You know, you've always got to keep striving.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my advice.
That's great.
That's real talk right there. If you're just joining us right now, we're live with Kim Osorio, live on Lush Radio Online, calling at 347-826-7722. Kim, The other question that I had to ask you was, you know, after the whole, you know, experience with the source and of writing the book, people that you might have had looked at as friends or, you know, close people to you, did you feel people more like, you know, push themselves away, or did you feel like, did it affect any kind of relationships of people that you dealt with and stuff in the industry? Due to everything that, you know, that had occurred?
Well, I in one of the chapters, I talk about industry friends, because you got to know who your real friends are. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we all have industry friends. And what I say is, I might be a little dramatic in saying it, but an industry friend is just an enemy in disguise, because everybody is vying for your spot. So it's interesting that you asked me that, because I'm at a different place now, and I think I form better relationships just because of where I am in my career. And I have a very tight circle of people that I allow to be in my life, you know, and everybody else is kind of just an associate. I know a lot of people. I see a lot of people, but I don't expect much from them, you know, and I don't hold it against them, because I just know the type of person that this industry creates. So were there people that basically showed me their true colors? Definitely. But do I hold it against them? No, because I didn't grow up with them, or they didn't owe me anything. You know, it was what it was, as far as I was concerned. But yeah, there are definitely some people that don't come hang out, or I don't hang out with anymore.
Well, that's real talk right there. Well, you know, at least, you know, the thing is the honesty and the truth, because see, you know, we sometimes we have youth that listen to the show and just people in general and up and coming artists, you know, so they can, and we talk about business, so they can get the insight of what it's like behind the scenes. We see all the glitz and glam, and it looks all pretty, and it looks all nice, but behind it, you see the ugly truth of what it is behind the scenes and what you have to go through in this industry.
Yeah, I definitely tried to illustrate that in straight from the source, because when I wrote the book, I wanted people to understand that it wasn't just the glitz and the glamour. You know, behind closed doors, there was a lot of tears, there was a lot of drama, you know, and there was a lot of hard work being put in. And I think that, you know, when you're in the spotlight and when you're at a position or at a company where there's a lot of that sort of, you know, that entertainment flair where everybody thinks everything is just, you know, oh, your job is just so great, they tend to forget about all the work that you have to put in. And I spent a lot of hours behind my desk, like a lot, at wee hours of the night. People didn't know that. Like, I would leave, sometimes the sun would be coming up. And people don't see that. Like, they just kind of see, you know, all the partying and the red carpet and stuff like that. But, you know, there's an element of hard work that goes into anyone who's successful.
That's real talk. And if you're just joining us once again, we have the one and only Kim Osorio, former editor-in-chief of The Source, and also author of Straight From The Source. And she's live on the line with us right now, calling at 347-826-7722. Make sure you're real quick with the questions, because we're soon to wrap up. We're also going to have a young lady by the name of Corinne, up-and-coming artist, also on the show on Lush Radio Online at 7 o'clock. We'll go ahead and open up the line for this caller. I think this is one of our other co-hosts representing the California Ebony, you're here. What's up?
Yes, I am. Hi, how you guys doing? Hello, Kim. Thank you for sharing your story and coming on and sharing it with us.
Thank you.
People need to know there's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes, and it's just not, you know, absolute product. So I do appreciate you for also, you know, sharing that as well.
Thanks, Ebony.
I have a question for you. For the people who are starting to, you know, there's a lot of people that's now starting to write books. Since you've already publication phase, what type of information or insight would you give people who are just now trying to get, you know, get out an idea and put it to a novel?
You know what? I want to write a novel just because I've always felt like I was a creative person and I wanted to express myself in that way by telling stories. And I love telling stories. And when I wrote Straight From The Source, which is a memoir, you know, I kind of wanted to write it as a novel. You know, I wanted to tell this story. I think that anything you do is going to be hard, but you have to stick with it. I would say just do it. Like, my thing is, if you have an idea, that's great, but if you have a manuscript, that's even better. So my advice would be to actually put the pen to the pad and get it out there. Like, I don't really like to talk about, oh, I want to do a novel or whatever. I have a screenplay written that I still need to go back and fine-tune. But I never talk about it because I'm like, you know what? Until I'm finished with this, I can't really put it out there because I want to be able to have it in my hand when I'm shopping it around. Not necessarily the idea. Ideas are great, but people want to see the actual result.
That's true. That is true.
That's real talk right there. And the other thing is, Kim, are there any, like, community activism or any activities or programs that you deal with, with children or anything like that, or just the community?
It's funny, I've actually gone back to my roots. When I started, before I even got into the music industry, I used to work with children's centers. I worked at the Children's Aid Society in Harlem on 118th Street. I'm sure you've heard of Milbank. And I've also worked with Kips Bay Boys and Girls Club in the Bronx, which was very close to where I grew up. Nowadays, I can't, you know, do that full time, but what I try to do is go out and speak to a lot of youth organizations, and I've done that recently. When I was promoting the book, I did a lot of college lectures, and, you know, I talked to people who were trying to get on in the publishing game, but I really balanced it out by talking to younger students as well. I used to do a program called Pencil, which was Principal for a Day, and I did that three times where I went to three different schools and just, you know, went into the classrooms and was the principal for a day, really. And I think that we in this, you know, community, we have to be able to give back, and that's the only way, you know, that we're going to be able to nurture the community that's coming up under us.
That's excellent. I'm definitely proud of you for doing that. Anything new that's coming up for you, Kim, that we need to look out for and stuff like that and support? I mean, we know about the book, and we're definitely going to, you know, support that. But anything new or anything we need to look out for, Kim?
Well, I've definitely continued to work with BET.com. I don't know if you guys remember the show Hip Hop Versus America, but that was a show that we did a couple of years ago, and I was a guest speaker on that, where we talked about a lot of issues within hip hop, and that's where I am. I like to put these issues on the table and explore them, bigger issues. So it's not just, you know, covering the news stories that's out there, but actually getting in depth with a lot of things that's going on in our community. So I do that. I just finished writing another manuscript. I really wanted to focus on some things, but I got sidetracked because I've always been one who loves a good story. And I'm sure I haven't talked about this in the public, but oh well, I did it already, so I might as well say it. You guys know Frankie Lons, who has, you know, the BET show, Frankie and Effie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Frankie has an incredible story. And we just finished up the manuscript to her book, which is supposed to be out in the fall. So I worked with her on that. Yeah, like, call me a ghostwriter. But I worked with her on that. And that's always hard, you know, when you're collaborating with somebody and as a writer trying to get their story out. But, I really believed in her story. She has an incredible story, from prostitution to being addicted on crack, you know, to all the issues she dealt with men, because she's got seven kids and she's got one kid that she still doesn't know where he is. So it's just an incredible story. It's very deep, and I enjoyed writing it because of all of the things I learned about her.
Wow, that's incredible. I might have to sit down with you when I have to write my life story.
Yep. Let me know.
That's what it is, man. I'm so proud of you, Kim, for all that you're doing, and I want you to continue writing and a wonderful lady that you are, you know. And despite all, you know, the naysayers, you know, at the end of the day, you know, keep, you know, being positive, you know. And we definitely support you and everything and what you're doing, you know. I got another caller from the 216. It looks like Ohio to me.
Yeah. Is that Cleveland?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Definitely. I know my area codes.
Caller from the 216, you're live in the building with Kim Osorio. What's up?
What up, Bus fam?
What's up with you?
Right there.
What's good?
What's good?
Hello, yeah. P? Yeah, why that loyal P in the building?
What's good with you? How to not superstar? What's up?
Not more a question. You know, I just love to get the support. You know what I'm saying? I'm more proud of the fact that you're a black African-American. You're a woman, and you're kicking ass. Real talk. So, you know what I'm saying? Just definitely keep doing what you're doing as a woman that's emerging on the forefront. You know, I'm kind of proud of you myself, definitely.
Thank you.
More than welcome.
That's what it is, man. I'm going to go ahead and throw it to Guru and stuff, and we're going to go with our final thoughts for Kim. Another question for Kim?
Yeah, sure. Kim, I just want to say I appreciate the interview, and
we at Lush Radio Online, we know that we are the new wave of promotion for the artists, mm-hmm. for the independent, and people are checking us out. So we actually want to welcome you to the family. You know, we gave you that applause for a reason. You know,
thank you.
That's right. And from here on out, you just check us out on Twitter. Follow us up. You know, we ain't going to flood you out, you know, but we'll support you. We show that love so you know we got a lot going on our Twitter. And the people that respect us right now in the game, they helping us build our resume. So shout out to all our supporters, you know.
Well, I'm definitely here to support you guys. And thank you for supporting me. Yeah.
We appreciate
awesome.
You. Word.
Definitely. I'm going to go ahead and let Cookie get her final thoughts, since she actually was the wonderful person that set up this interview for us. She does a great job on Lush Radio Online. Cookie.
She does. She's a great program manager.
Hi, Kim again. I just wanted to say thank you for coming on the show, and I really do appreciate you for getting back to me at this interview. I really thank you so much, and I do love you. And
thank
I look
you.
Forward, I really do love you, especially for the book, man.
Thank you. I know it's hard locking me down, but that's just because that has nothing. I'm just going all over the place. Where I just I don't know if I said before, but I just had a baby boy in December, and so that's my third. Yes, I'm locking it up now. But you know, he keeps me really busy. All my kids do. So it gets crazy, especially around this time. This is their time when I drive them around to all their different activities. So that's why it was really hectic trying to get a hold of me.
It's okay, but we still love you. And I look forward to, you know, whatever else that you have coming out, you know, your novel or whatever else that you're doing. I'll keep watching you on Twitter. You know,
thank you.
And I love you in that thing.
Thank you. Everybody go get the book. If you haven't read it, Straight from the Source, it's still out there. So I just have to throw that in.
That's what it is. Ebony, your final thoughts?
My final thoughts is definitely, I do, like I said, we do appreciate you coming on, but are you planning on doing any movies? Like, you know, you could put Straight from the Source into a some type of indie film or something of that nature, so people can actually, you know, feel exactly the impact of what you went through. That would be awesome.
Thank you for saying that. I mentioned before that I optioned the rights to the story to Chris Rock, who picked it up, and it's in his hands now. So I'm waiting, you know, to see what he's gonna do with it. Yeah. I definitely want to shout him out, because he's a great person when it comes to. He just actually, you know, picked up the book and read it and reached out. So he's out there actively, like, looking for people and looking for talent. And I think that it's important to know that when a celebrity is doing that and is doing their part.
Hey, right. Let's blow up Chris Rock. Let him go ahead and put that to action, everybody. Come up. We want
definitely.
That to come out.
Definitely.
We
want to thank
see
you.
That.
Thank you.
Hey, I can't wait to get my ticket. Can we get the first screening on Lush Radio? Can we get exclusive?
I can't wait to see what it will come out like, because, you know, writing a screenplay or a pilot for TV is so much different than, you know, working on a book. And I'm really excited about, you know, being in that process, if I can be in that process as well.
That's what
right,
it is.
Right, because he sure did wonders for good hair.
Definitely.
Yes. A great documentary. A great documentary.
Great job on it. Y.Lil B, you got any final thoughts for Kim?
Nah, you know, just keep doing you, man. Keep making the black women proud out here. You know, it's just congratulations. That's it.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Kim, the last thing I got is, in a women's standpoint, as a woman in general, for these women getting into any kind of industry, or just getting into just the industry in general, what are the top things that you really, really want to emphasize to young ladies getting into the music industry?
I would say to just, you know, be the best that you can be, because, yeah, you got to work harder sometimes, you know. But I think that if you look at it like I want to be the best woman in this job, like you can't look at it like that. You got to look at it as just being the best person. And there was a lot of press that ran when I got the job at the source, like the first woman editor. How does it feel to be the first female editor? And I was like, wow, you know, I didn't really look at it like that. I just really looked at it as I wanted to be the best editor here. You know what I mean? So you got to take that approach to it and just, you know, try to defy the odds.
That's what it is. That's what it is. And like I want to say, Mikasa Sukasa, Mira, love you to death, and we wish you nothing but success. And we definitely want to keep the channels of communication open with Lush Radio and, you know, and Kim. And we just want to support you on whatever you got coming up, you know. And also, you know, make sure that this isn't the last time we have you on the show. You can come on anytime, even if it's just to say hi. We love
you. I will. I'm going to be taking you up on that offer.
That's what it is. And the baby is so cute. I see him with his little onesie on saying, I love mom.
Thank you. Thank you.
Salute and blessings to the babies and the kids and everything and you. And, you know, just keep striving. Keep your head up. We love you to death. And keep doing what you do, boo-boo.
Okay. Thank you, Lush Radio. I appreciate you guys.
That's what it is, man. And thank you for coming through on Lush Radio Online. That's what it is. We just had the wonderful and beautiful Kim Osorio, former editor and chief of Source Magazine, also the author of Straight from the Source, live on Lush Radio Online. And in a few seconds, we're going to have the one and only, you know, Corinne live in the building. She has been a backup singer for actually Lil Wayne and Jim Jones, you know, the Blonde remix. She's done a lot of different things. She a lot of up and coming artists come for her for hooks and stuff like that. And she's also doing her own thing. So we're putting a shine and light on her today on our entrepreneurship on Lush Radio Online. And call in at 347-826-7722. Let's see if we got Corinne on the line. We got a caller from the 347. We have a caller from the 646 live on the line on Lush Radio Online. What's good, 646? 646? 641? 646, okay, all right. On to the next one. Like the Jay-Z song. 646-382, you're live in the building on Lush Radio Online. Is this Miss Corinne? 646-382. All righty then. All right. So on intermission, we're going to go ahead and we're going to wait for Corinne to come on. But in a few, we're going to go ahead and play one of her songs. Go ahead and look in the arsenal because we got some joints from her. So we're going to go ahead and look in the arsenal and see what we got. And we're going to play a song from Corinne. She got a song called Formal Invitation. So we're going to go ahead and play that, and we're going to be back. And hopefully we'll have Corinne on the line on Lush Radio Online.
Most of the women.
Lush Radio Online, and you're live right now, Lush Radio Online. Call in at 347-826-7722. We're going to have the one and only Corinne live in the building. They call her the femme fatale of music. Ow! Cold-blooded. She gives you a little funky, punky, like edgy-like type of sound, and she gives it sexy to you. Corinne's going to be live in the building on Lush Radio Online, and I'm going to open the line for my co-host, Future Ghoul 100, and Ebony live in the building, and also Cookie on Lush Radio Online. We're going to go and see if we have Corinne live on the line so we can show her some Lush Radio love.
What up?
What's up? What's up? What's up? Is this Corinne? 646?
Hello, it's Corinne.
Hey.
What's up with you, baby?
How are you?
Wow, that voice is all that.
What's up with you, sweetie? I definitely like the song. That's a hot one right there, man. Let's go ahead and give you some Lush Radio love, boo-boo, because you're doing your thing out there grinding. So we're going to go ahead and give you some Lush Radio love. Where the claps at, people? Where the claps at?
Clap, people. Start that. Applause, like, yeah, that's that flashing light. Mix that. Mix that. Where the audio engineers at? Mix that.
Corinne, shout out to the Bronx, man. You know what I'm saying? You're doing your 1-2. Before we get into it, Corinne, do you got any shout outs or anything like that, sweetie?
Just make sure you want to shout out my team, Syra and Samantha. They hold me down. And all my Twitter followers, thank you for dealing with my spamming today.
That's what it is. Sweet, I know you're trying to give them the sexy, but we can't really hear you that well, sweetie.
Me. You hear me more now?
Yeah, we can hear you now, booby.
We all the way turned up.
All the way turned up. We just want to hear that sexy voice. I know you're trying to give it to him. Trying to hear that sexy voice now.
Let me turn my phone up. I'll get a little louder for you.
Hell yeah.
That's what it is. Hey, fellas, make sure y'all got y'all fans, because she going to make it hot up in here, Corinne. So Corinne, man, tell us, you know what I'm saying, what, you know, inspired you to get into the music industry and everything like that. You know, let us know.
Well, I mean, what inspired me is basically, you know, the music. As far as singing, and you know, I've been singing all my life, and I've been trying to pursue it, you know, for the last couple of years. And you know, honestly, my inspiration comes from, you know, Prince and, you know, a lot of other artists that inspired me. So that's pretty much, you know, why I wanted to do what I do. And on top of that, it's what I love. I love music. I love to write. I love to perform. I love to put a show on. You know, I just had a show last month at SAR Studios, and it went really great. And this is what I want to do.
That's what it is. That's what it is. If you're just joining us now, right now, we got Miss Corinne live on the line. Corinne is not just a singer. She's also an actress, and she's also been on Sex and the City, the movie, New Line Cinema and HBO, and Something's Gotta Give, and also Law and Order, which is one of my favorite shows. I love that to death. And Kitchen Nightmares on Fox. Tell us about how you got into the whole acting situation also.
Well, you know, to be honest with you, kind of like, you know, fell into place by mistake, because some of my pictures I took One of the photographers I work with had sent my pictures over to a agent, and they liked what they saw and asked me to come in and ask me if I can act, first of all. And I actually can. I'm quite a movie buff, so I could do my thing. And that's pretty much how that worked out. So
that's what it is. And you know, one thing that I've seen that really struck me is that you can actually dance too, because I love, you know, I'm a dancer at heart, and I love dancing. So tell us about that too, because I heard you can bust a move.
Well, I mean, I've danced all my life. You know, I used to be a choreographer before, and you know, I had a little dance team in school and stuff. And you know, dancing obviously is very important in music, in my opinion. You know, so I've always wanted to incorporate it in my performances as well. And
That's what it is. And fellas, people, she is a beautiful young lady and very intelligent. And the phone lines are blowing up retardedly right now. But I'm going to go ahead and call us. We're going to open up the lines for you in a few seconds so you can talk to Corinne in a second. I'm going to go ahead and throw it to my co-host. I'm going to throw it to the beautiful and wonderful Ebony calling from the California area. Ebony, you have a question for Kim? For Corinne?
Yes. Hi, Corinne. Thank you for coming onto the show. I just wanted to ask you, for the young ladies that are deciding to come into the business, what advice would you give them, and what do you think are the three key elements to success?
Well, first of all, for anyone wanting to come into the industry, I think that they need to understand that you have to really love this and love what you do. And if you're a singer, a dancer, whatever you are, just love what you do and make sure that's what you want to do, you know, because obviously this industry could wear you down. And I definitely say practice, 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 practice. Don't ever stop practicing. Don't ever stop rehearsing. Don't ever stop doing all that. The key elements to success in the music industry, I can't really give all the key elements, because at the end of the day, there's no real roadmap to this industry. It's not, you can't get into the front door. It's not like it's a business plan where you just write it and this is it. You know, it's just getting where you fit in at this point. But I definitely say that, you know, market yourself, have money, have some type of financial backing, and love what you do.
That's what it is. Kim, once again, if possible, if you could just speak up a little bit more, because they're saying that it's kind of hard to hear on the other side, and I want them to get everything, you know, hear everything that you have to say, sweetie.
Okay, I'm Corinne.
I mean, Corinne, could you please, if possible, if you could, you know, speak up a little bit, if possible, sweetie.
No problem. I can speak up a little louder.
Thank you.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's a little bit better.
Okay, good. Because
people are yelling at me.
Oh.
You know.
I'll speak a little louder. I'm sorry.
Okay. It's okay, sweetie. I know, because you got this beautiful voice, and I just want everybody to be able to hear everything.
Okay.
I got a caller. I'm going to go ahead and open up the line to Future Guru 100, representing the Irvington, New Jersey area. You have a question for Corinne?
Well, yeah, I just absolutely want to say that if, you know, I can appreciate her and her, that she found her niche and what she's doing right now, and I can definitely appreciate it. And I just want to ask about some of the things she's doing as far as what she's enjoying about her daily activities as far as being like a session person, and because that's important for people that don't even understand that part of the business, how you got to make strides to be great. So basically, a couple of people that you enjoy and working with, and some of like your sessions that's going really good for you.
Well, I mean, I'm definitely, I have a studio at my house, and
that's what's up. Mm-hmm.
I, you know, a lot of artists say that they want to be a singer and they want to do this, but you know, you really gotta dive yourself into this. This is not something that you just get up one day and, you know, say, hey, I want to do this. It's not right. But you know, what I'm enjoying right now is, you know, writing and you know, I'm looking for producers to work with, and I have worked with, you know, some up-and-coming, some well-known names. And right now, my daily activities are basically music all day, a lot of promotion, a lot of writing, and just, you know, trying to network with different individuals in the industry. So, you know, I don't have a, you know, other job. This is what I do all day, and it's because of what I love. So that's pretty much my daily routine is, you know, get up and make it happen musically.
That's what it is. You're definitely doing an excellent job. And when you said that you have your own studio in the house, being self-sufficient, which is a key thing when it comes to business, you know, you're able to record and do everything that you need to do within, you know, and you're self-contained and stuff. Explain the importance of being able to do that.
Well, it's important for one up-and-coming artist, and to answer Ebony's question from before about, you know, another element of success is, you know, if you're going to be an up-and-coming artist and you want to pursue music, you obviously are not working with a huge budget, and you're not working with, you know, the big studios that could get you a great sound. But what I think is important is always have, everybody at this point should have a studio at their house or just some type of recording equipment where it's accessible to you, you know, especially female artists, because, you know, we deal a lot with, you know, a lot of men in the industry that take advantage of us, and I've been through that. But, you know, it's just important for me as an artist, regardless female or male, to be self-sufficient and to be able to produce whatever I want to produce and write whatever I want to write and record whenever I feel like it. And, you know, I'm kind of an independent person anyway, so those things are important to me.
That's what it is. That's what. If producers want to shop you some stuff, how could they get in contact with you, Corinne?
Well, they can email my manager, Saira, at CorinneVL.com. And it's Saira, so S-A-I-R-A, at CorinneVL.com.
Okay, that's what it is. So producers, if you want to go ahead and send her some stuff, are you open-minded to any kind of stuff, or are you looking for a specific type of sound or so?
Yeah, I definitely do not want, you know, any just straight-up hip-hop beats. I'm looking for the very eccentric producer to work with and someone that can give me I'm inspired by Prince. I have to say that. Like, I am alternative R&B, so I don't want just straight R&B tracks. I don't want the B tracks. I don't want the C tracks. I don't want the A tracks. I don't want the hotness. So, I mean, just, you know, give me what you got. You know, let me hear it. I mean, I'm a writer, so I could pretty much write to anything. But in terms of, you know, my album, Proceed with Caution, I'm working on more of a femme fatale direction. And that's definitely more of a, you know, eccentric little Prince-esque deal going on.
That's what it is, man. She's lethal, man. Watch out for that. Mm-hmm. Femme fatale right there. That's what it is. We got another caller. Caller from the 718. Make sure that you are respectful of the guest and you acknowledge them. And you have 1 to 2 minutes to ask your question. Tell us where you're from and your name, 718-812. What's up?
How you doing, Corinne VL? It's your boy, Ricky Ricardo.
You got an echo over there, sweetheart. You got the radio up or so, you have to turn it down, sweetheart.
Oh, yeah, that's because I'm a big Corinne fan. I'm trying to hear her through all venues, the phone, the radio, the computer. I got her on everywhere.
Oh,
Ms. VL.
How may I help you?
I just want to say that, you know, for a person who has a great love for music, I see your grind and I see how you're coming up. And I just want to give props to that, first of all, for the way that you are bringing yourself up through the ranks. And I feel like you will be giving your due in time. You know what I mean? Because I see that it's definitely not easy, and I'm sure that.
Thank you,
my question for you is if you have anything in the works as far as, like, when you mentioned promotion, if you're going to be on tour or if you're going to have any venues where, you know, your fans could come and see you and be with you and experience the music live.
Absolutely. This me and my team, which includes the ladies I mentioned earlier, we're working on putting together a summer tour and also doing a summer fest in Manhattan. I definitely want everyone to understand that it's a little difficult for up-and-coming artists to get on, you know, venues, you know, as big as, like, you know, I don't know, Madison Square Garden or something. But, you can definitely keep, you know, updates about that if you go to my website, CorinneVL.com, as far as, you know, where I'll be performing at. But for those that would like me to perform, you know, at your college, at your high school, your club, you can email bookings@CorinneVL.com, and I'll be there.
Okay, well, that's definitely something to know, and I look forward to seeing.
Appreciate you, caller, for calling in on Lush Radio Online. We got another caller from the 718-873. You're live in the building with Corinne Viel. State your name and where you're calling from. 718-873.
Hello?
Hello, 718-873. You're live on Lush Radio Online. You're live with Corinne Viel. You have a question?
Hi, Corinne VL. Yes, I'm a great big fan of yours. I just wanted to know, how can we find out how to buy your posters? Because I see someone was talking about these posters you have for sale.
Yes, they're, we just launched the Corinne VL online store today, and you can purchase a poster at shop.corinnevl.com. And since you are a listener on Lush, probably you can get a free copy if you just type in the promo code Lush.
Oh, great. I'm so excited. Thank you so much. It's so great speaking to you. I think you're amazing.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you.
That's
keep going,
what it
girl.
Is.
We love you. We can't wait to see you.
That's what it is. Appreciate you, caller. Man, they excited over there, Corinne.
That's very good. I didn't realize that anybody would even be calling, but it's cool.
Oh, they love you, Corinne. They trying to get them posters, girl. What's up? I need my posters, too.
We just put the website up today, so everybody that is listening now would be able to get a free poster. I meant to mention that to you earlier. And,
oh, that's what it is. So you guys heard it first. Corinne said if you type in the promotional code LUSH when you're going up there to try to get the poster, you will get a free poster. This is only going down here on Lush Radio Online. You have to be listening to Lush Radio Online and type in the promotional code LUSH, L-U-S-H, and you can get you a poster of looking at this. This lady is beautiful. Do you hear me? Corinne is hot. Like muy caliente and all that.
Thank you.
I'm gonna go ahead and open up the line for my boy out there in Cleveland. Why that loyal B? Do you have a question for Corinne?
Yeah, I do. First of all, shout out, you know, Cynthia movement and everything you do. I think I speak for the Lush Radio world, the male fans, when I say you got the most beautiful voice I ever heard on the phone ever.
Oh, thank you very much. That's very
But my question to you is, you being so versatile and so talented, what would you say is just some of the hardest things that you really had to go through? Some of the obstacles you really had to go through as far as an artist, as far as, you know, in the entertainment business, you know, just, you know, share with the listeners just a little, what's the adversity that they can expect, especially, you know, coming up and trying to do what you do?
Well, a lot of times, I think for me personally, you know, people try to put you in a box and try to compare you to other artists. And I don't like to compare myself to my contemporaries. The simple fact that, you know, I am who I am. And I think we all, you know, are individuals, but I think the biggest obstacle for me has been to, not really convince, but, like, not, you know, fall victim to this, you know, box situation and being always, you know, people always trying to compare me to others. I mean, it's obvious it's going to happen, but I think that's definitely an obstacle for myself, and I'm sure other artists that are trying to do this would, you know, face the same thing.
That's what it is. That's what it is. And real quick, you know, as we go into it, I want you to go ahead and give out your Twitter and website for the people. Give out that Twitter and that website so we can go ham on Twitter.
Yes, it's twitter.com/CorinneVL. And my website is www.CorinneVL.com.
That's what it is. That's what it is. And Guru, I know you're listening right now. I need you to go on Twitter and let them know that callers that are listening, if they type in the promotional code, they will be able to get a free poster. But they must be listening to Lush Radio Online. And we shall not repeat this again. So they'd have to actually call in and stuff and everything.
It's a big poster, too. It's 18 by 24. So you're not getting a little poster. It's pretty big.
That's what it is. You know, come on now. You know, it's definitely some hot stuff right there. So definitely you need to support that. I'm going to go ahead and open it up to my co-host again. Ebony, you have a question for Corinne?
Yes. Also, I wanted to know, you said with the producers you're looking for, you know, the alternative music. What is actually... what song would you pick as your favorite song that you have worked on, you know, in the past or currently? And what reason?
I'm sorry. Do you mean
is
my
favorite?
Song? Mm-hmm. My song? I can't pick my favorites, but, I mean, I love all of them. I would say as far as the sound is concerned that I'm going for would probably be relatively close to Narcotics.
That's what it is.
Okay.
That's what it is. And since she brung that up, we actually have that in the arsenal. I'm going to go ahead and let Guru ask you another question, and then we're going to go ahead and play that song, Narcotic, so people get a feel of what you're looking for. Guru?
Actually, no, I just want to say I'm actually enjoying the interview, and we appreciate the time that you've taken out with us. So I want to just say, check us out on Twitter because we really going to support, you know, what you do. We, like, want to let you know who we are. We want to let you know who we are, warm welcome, you know, and you know, just basically relax with us and let's go ahead and let that thing go because I want to hear my damn self. And I'm checking the Twitter out. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's what it is. And we're going to go ahead and go and play Narcotic. Corinne, do you want to go ahead and introduce this song?
Sure. It's me, Corinne VL, and you're about to listen to Narcotics, one of my favorites. Check it out.
I like that. I
play that shit.
Joint was hot.
Damn!
I like that joint, man. Guru, how did you feel about that joint?
Yo, she slid off the charts, like way past the charts, and almost made me think of her. Cause I just got on her. I landed on her Twitter. I just retweeted about six of her tweets. So I'm all live with her, tweeting her, and listening to all this. This little. It's all like Apollonia, vanity, everything. Like, way past, dog. It's full tip, way past. That's why I'm tweeting the shit out. Because I can't tweet Apollonia enough. I'm tweeting Corinne.
Right. Wow.
I'm on that.
Corinne.
Oh,
man,
yeah.
That joint was spicy right there, man. It had this, like, that guitar break on that joint.
She said, yo, play that shit. Tore that up.
Man, I like that joint right there. She giving them the funk.
She giving them the business with that joint.
I better be scared. Y'all better get ready for this.
And she's supporting Lush Radio heavy on her Twitter right now. I'm live on my Twitter, and I see hers live.
For real.
Promotional code Lush.
Yeah. Promotional code Lush.
You already know.
So, Corinne, man, tell us the motive behind that. I could definitely... hear the Prince influence on that one. It would be hot there for you to even do a collabo with Prince. That would be sexy.
Damn.
I mean, it's honestly, like, probably the only person that I would love to collaborate with. I mean, that would make my day. He definitely inspires me and musically. I can't stress that enough. And I just want to give him the utmost respect. Because I respect him as a musician, and he's one of the reasons why I like music. So I like to perform and do my thing. So, and he always had the pretty girls with him.
Yeah, man. Besides himself looking pretty and stuff with all them eccentric outfits he having on, for real.
Exactly. So
you know, definitely appreciate him.
That joint was hot.
That joint was crazy.
Thank you very much.
Crazy right there. Corinne, I think you're getting a lower again and stuff.
Okay, sorry. I'm up.
And we got a caller from the 718 live on the line. Caller from the 718. Call us when you call in. Make sure you have 1 to 2 minutes to ask your questions. Make sure you acknowledge the guest. Corinne is live on the line. Go ahead. Where are you from and what is your name? 718?
Hello?
Hello, you're live on Lush Radio Online with Corinne, baby. What's up?
Corinne VL. What's good, Ma?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm glad I'm getting a chance to talk to you.
Hi.
My question for you, because I've been following your career online, and I just want to ask you, what does it mean to be a femme fatale?
I'm sorry, say it again?
My question is, what does it mean to be a femme fatale?
To be alluringly dangerous.
Ooh, I like that.
Ooh.
Alluringly dangerous. I like that.
Basically, the premise of the whole femme fatale, placebo caution, had to do with the fact that I'm kind of pissed off with a lot of things in my life that have hurt me and, you know, have given me stress. So instead of, you know, acting in rage, I'd rather just kill them with kindness in my music.
That's what it is. I love that. And when you gave that spicy answer like that, I know you brought shivers in, down somebody's spine. Seeing that voice right there, and caller that just called in, make sure if you want to get a lovely autographed poster from my girl, Corinne,
yes.
You know what I'm saying? You need to go ahead and type in that promotional code LUSH, L-U-S-H, because I know you want to touch her in so many ways, but you can get the poster. You get close to her with the poster.
Yeah. You can. It's very big.
I mean, it's a big poster, so you know, you can say I love you, Corinne, and all that, you know. Corinne, I'm gonna marry you and all that. For real. I'm gonna go ahead and open the line up for Y.LoyalB. Y.LoyalB, you have another question for Corinne?
No, my God, that track was fire. So much fire on that shit, so congrats. That shit got me lost the words right now, man. You know?
Oh, wow.
When is the album coming out, yo? That's what I want to know.
As soon as I get some good producers to work with, and, you know, we've gotten a couple of producers sending us music, and I'm hoping to get it out this year. Definitely this year. I don't want to give an exact date because I don't want people to wait for it then, but definitely this year. And you will know about it as soon as I know about it.
That's what's up. Well, I know I'm about to go get my poster.
Yes, shop.corinnevl.com.
That's cool. Thank you.
That's what it is. Just make sure you get those posters, and we're gonna have to find some of these producers. Y'all producers, man. This girl right here got a voice, and you need to support what she got going on. Corinne, man, tell us everything that's new, everything that's popping. We want to be all up in your face about what's going on, Corinne. Tell us what's new, what's popping, what we need to look for, and everything like that.
Well, I just tweeted a little while ago. I did an interview with Sugar Magazine, and that went really great. You can check it out on my Twitter. And, you know, right now I'm just trying to get my shows done and this music done and everything. I actually met with, Wayne Williams at Jive Records yesterday, and we were discussing, you know, the vision and things like that. And I'm trying to, you know, get some help. I'm trying to help him. He's trying to help me get producers and stuff like that. So right now it's really all about, you know, the music and, you know, keeping my fans updated and posted with everything from my interviews here with you guys to interviews with, other magazines and stuff like that. But, my team goes hard, and they're also very, very supportive of me and, you know, working with me, doing everything, and just trying to get some shows, you know. So if anybody has a show or a venue where you want me to perform, definitely hit us up and let us know, and we'll be there. I just did a show, like I said earlier, at SAR Studios, and we had a really good turnout. It was on February 25th, and it was, like, snowing, blazing outside, but we had a good turnout, and you can catch that online as well, too, the video, if you missed it.
That's what it is. I need to get that link so I can go ahead and post it on the main website so we can go ahead and tweet that and support that video, man.
Oh, absolutely. I did a rendition of Nasty Girl by Vanity. So,
what?
I was on stage performing that song.
Well, you know, I like to do this, and I like to put people on blast. So, Corinne, can you bless us with an acapella and just go in? Can we get that a little something?
Of course. I just can't keep on going. I'm falling in love with you. I need to know if you want me for sure. We messed around for too long. I need a commitment to make me feel I belong to someone. If you like to, then this is a chance. I'm moving on without you. I gotta find another baby. You say you want me, then you better show me. Come
come on and get to know me. And then you find it out.
That's what it is. That's what it is, Corinne. Live on Lush Radio Online, giving us an exclusive. And you know what I got to tell y'all right now.
This is another Lush Radio Online exclusive. Exclusive.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. She did it. And we love it. And we got to go ahead and give you some love. Go ahead, Corinne. Go ahead, Corinne.
Love the
class. We definitely love you, man. And last thing, I want to ask you another thing. Corinne, when it comes to, you know, these up-and-coming artists, like these young people and just women in general, what kind of advice would you give them, you know, getting into the industry?
I can't stress enough that you really need to love what you do and love it. And just promote yourself and, you know, practice your craft and, you know, make sure that you're the best. You know, if you are a singer, if you're a writer, if you're a dancer, if you're anything, make sure that you study what you do and know it, you know, back and forth. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you could just be able to, you know, dive right into it with no questions asked. You know, no one can ever question what you're doing. And just, you know, hustle hard. You know, make sure you have a marketing plan. Write it down. That's it.
That's what it is. Somebody in the chat room asked me, they said, so we fly high, no lie. You know this, Ballin', the remix with Jim Jones and Diddy and T.I., Lil Wayne and Young Jock. How did you happen to land that whole situation, being doing background for that?
Well, singing that? Actually, a friend of mine, my name is Stax Bundles, rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Stax, man.
Yeah, absolutely. He had called me in the studio with Jim and everybody to, you know, help the hook. And I came in there and just, you know, got on the remix, you know, just did some drops for Diddy and Jim. And just, that was basically it. It happened that quiet, you know. A cool situation, it's fun, and got to do the video in Atlanta, and that was kind of hot too, and pretty much, you know, that's it.
That's what it is, rest in peace, Stack Bundles. We actually had his best friend, M.A., and Miller, and a couple of people on the line, you know, just, you know, doing the memory of him, because he definitely was a grinder. You know,
he was like very, very much a grinder, and you know, a lot of rappers and artists in general really need to realize, like, you know, Stack really grind very, very hard, and you know, pound the pavement. And a lot of times, you know, as far as advice I would give in general, like, you gotta get out there. I mean, of course, the internet is important, and it's what's the craze right now. But, like, it's nothing like getting in someone's face, you know, and getting out there, promoting yourself, and letting people see who you are. And I remember, you know, him always doing that, staff always doing that. And, you know, that's how he got on. And it's a thing that I don't really see too often nowadays, you know. I see everybody online, and it's cool, you know, but I think that it's important to, you know, get in front of your fans, get in front of the people, let them see them, let them see you, let them breathe you, feel your spirit, feel where you're coming from. You know, it's different, you know? So that'd be my advice. But definitely, Zach, he's a very, very, very good grinder and a very talented artist, very talented.
That's what it is. Guys, final thoughts with Corinne. You know, I definitely wish you nothing but success, and we definitely love you and support you and stuff. And I can't wait to get my poster.
You will definitely get a poster, absolutely. And thank you guys so, so very much for having me on the show today. It's been amazing. I appreciate it a lot.
That's what it is, man. I'm going to go ahead and let my co-hosts get their final thoughts in with you real quick, their words of encouragement. 619, Ebony.
Yes, my final thoughts is that keep doing what you're doing, and we definitely appreciate you for coming on the show. And also, when you do get your album finished, please come back and let us do a listening party with you on the line.
Oh, absolutely.
On Lush Radio Online.
It's a date, absolutely.
That's
awesome. Thank you, Corinne.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Guru, you have your final thoughts with Corinne?
Of course, I sure do. I got 3 producers for her already, so I'm just going to give all the information to Lush. And we got the Dynamite. Shout out to Lazy Kick Productions and Murder, Paramount. So, you know, we got my young boy, Royal Entertainment. So we appreciate you. We're going to solve that situation.
Oh, thank you so
much. We go to Lush. Everything coming to Lush.
Thank you. So my name all right, is
Iro. Look out for Lush.
Thank you. It's very funny. Thank you very much.
That's what it is. And why that loyal B, you have any final thoughts with the beautiful Corinne?
I just wish you success. Seriously, I mean, as a woman, I just wish you the best in this business. How do individuals get up with you when they want to collab?
Very simple. Just hit me up wherever you find me on Twitter, or you can hit me up on email, Corinne@CorinneBale.com, or you can, you know, talk to my manager, Syra, at Syra@CorinneBale.com.
That'll work.
Corinne, you repeat that email again. You said Corinne DL?
No, Corinne.
DL.
No, for the email to hit me up is Corinne@CorinneBale.com.
My
manager is the same.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. And I want to see if my program manager, she's on the line. Cookie, do you have any final thoughts for Corinne? Cookie? Oh, I think her phone disappeared and stuff, but I know I just want to salute Cookie for actually arranging the whole interview with you and stuff, you know.
Okay.
She always brings wonderful people on the show for us to interview every single day, so we definitely want to salute her for that. This was a wonderful interview. I enjoyed you, Corinne.
Oh, thank you. I enjoyed it, too. I had fun. Must do it again. This is awesome.
Definitely. Mi casa, su casa, let this not be the last time we have you on the show. We enjoy you. You have a beautiful voice. You're so cute.
Thank you very much. This is very sweet. Thank you.
Definitely, man. And like I said, I pray to God that everything you want in life comes to pass. Keep being the, you know, the wonderful woman that you are, and keep doing what you do. And we're going to keep on continuing to support you on Lush Radio Online. Any new things you got, just slide us an email. We'll go ahead and support you with the music, all right?
Oh, I will, definitely. And I thank you guys again for having me.
Thank you so much. Love you.
Okay, then. Bye-bye.
Bye. That's what it is. We just had Corinne live in the building, and she's wonderful, beautiful. If you see her picture, you're like, dang, dog.
You're like, damn.
Damn, she's hot.
And Kim is cute, too, man.
Yeah, Kim Rosario. We had 2 lovely ladies on the line.
I'm telling you, so
you know, the young ladies on the line. Not just beautiful, but also business minded. You know, and you know, I just love their savvy and you know, and they're doing their thing. And we just need to just you know support them. Cause support Kim on Straight From The Source. Support you know Corinne. And now, you know, on her whole thing with her music and everything and producers, make sure you guys send her some hot music, man. She definitely needs that. And shout out to everybody that always calls in and supports Lush Radio Online, you know, giving you guys what you need, what you want. So, guys, my round table of people live on the line. Let's talk about business in 2010. Are there some new things that you guys seen out there that you think you need to let the people know about in regards to business, whether it's any kind of technology or anything like that, or just important information to know? Ebony?
I would say research. Definitely. Whatever field that you're about to go into, definitely you need to research, know the ins and outs of what it is that you're actually about to branch into and tackle.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Guru?
So, you know, I got one. Shout out to my new Twitter. It's PKEX Trucking LLC. So you're going to check out anybody that's in business. My recommendation for now is to, if you need transport, if that's clothing you into, if that's merchandise or retail, you know, small retail, I can help you transport in the Jersey area, New York area, Delaware area, and the Pennsylvania area. So, you know, I'm actually lining myself up with just, you know, the higher level trucking industry people anyway, to deal with people that deal with Best Buy and combination of firms in one warehouse. So that's my business tip, man. If I'm a little guy trucking, I'm going with big guy trucking, then we could go ahead and pop off. So that's basically it, man. You can't do it by yourself, man. I'm running with the big dogs. That's it.
Wow, okay.
Already. Gotta run with the big dogs out here, yo.
Man, Guru, I don't know. Guru,
hit him up. Hit him up.
I'm going to have to beat him, I swear. Somebody get me a paddle so I can beat
him. He might like
that. Hey, yo, I'm hyped, man. I'm sitting in there trying to network. I'm sitting in there in the trucker agency trying to network.
Regular. Some hands up for beatings and stuff today.
Yo, I want to transport Lush Radio shirts. Don't forget those Lush Radio shirts. You better go on my Twitter and see my timeline for these custom shirts from the Swamp Team. Shout out to Chill Trees for calling in. And LS Hot Art. And understand that his Twitter is already online and popping.
That's what it is.
That's another business tip.
Okay, so this is the other thing I want to say to you guys. Go ahead and throw it to my boy Y.LoyalB. Any new business aspects or anything that you see out there that you want to throw out there for the people, since we are talking about entrepreneurship today on Wednesday?
Well, that's kind of crazy. I mean, I caught in on the right day, seeing that me and my account just closed a couple deals as far as clothing and the clubbing and the promotion. So I would say just be on your grind, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a small world, so you know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, man, ain't nobody going to give you paper, man. Don't work for another man. Don't make another man rich. That's been my motto for the last 2 weeks. Don't make another man rich when you can get up and do it yourself. That's it.
That's what it is. That's real talk.
That should motivate somebody today.
Well, woo-wee.
Real talk, man.
Yeah.
That's it. That should light somebody up.
Hard this evening, yo. We're going hard. We're going hard. We're going way hard. We're going way hard, man. Way hard.
We turned all the way up on Lush Radio Online, man, and we talking about business and entrepreneurship. If you joined us today, you know we had Kim Osorio live in the building and Corinne live in the building. You know what I'm saying? Two wonderful, remarkable young ladies live on the show. And, you know, we going in and we talking about business. So this is what, like I said, once again, for those people that don't have Skype, I implore you to get Skype, S-K-Y-P-E, Skype. Go to Skype.com, it's free. Download Skype. And if you download it, add me, Lushy Lush, L-U-S-H-Y-L-U-S-H. And you can Skype for free. Say your phone goes dead. Say anything happens. If you have all your business contacts on Skype, you can hit them up on Skype. Or you can also purchase a Skype number that rings directly to your phone. So you can get a Skype phone, and you can use it as your actual telephone, you know, and it actually cuts down costs. You can also have it set up as a business where it can ring to several people that you have in your business. So you can get a Skype phone, which is very low cost. You know, you might put $10 or so on it, and you can make international calls. That's how I call DJ Ames and several other people in different states. I have contacts with people from Italy and several other countries through Skype. You can also be able to record interviews over Skype. It has plugins to record, you know, video on there. And you can also do your drops and stuff over Skype. So I implore everybody to download Skype if you do have Skype. And you don't have my name, add me, L-U-S-H-Y, L-U-S-H. Cookie also has Skype. And I think hopefully the rest of the crew is going to have Skype, and you can add them also on Lush Radio Online. Another aspect is if you're using Twitter, Twitter 101, make sure you're using Twitter for beneficial purposes. Don't use Twitter to tell everybody that I'm sitting on the toilet right now. I'm sitting here eating food right now. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. If you're on Twitter and you have no business and you're not doing anything, why are you on Twitter? Okay? Twitter 101, use it effectively. I've gotten a lot of business contacts through Twitter. I've made a lot of money through Twitter. So use it to beneficial aspects. Right now, we already know that the majority of the high-powered social media right now at the moment, we've gone through a transition. At one point, we had MySpace, which was one of the highly known ways of traffic for individuals to network. We know what that's died down. So now the main social networks that we use now are Facebook, Twitter, and, you know, to have a main website. Some people utilize either a Blogger or a WordPress, or they either use a Ning. Now, we've noticed that majority of people were on Nings at one time, but if you don't constantly keep it updated, then there's really no purpose of having a Ning. The whole thing is you have your Ning for your social situation, for people to social network, but you must have your own coexisting main website. So make sure that you get your own website, and if you don't have your own website, make sure that you guys do something to basically have some kind of formal look. And if you're and domain names don't cost that much. So I implore everybody to use GoDaddy. GoDaddy is a good form to use because GoDaddy has 24-hour customer service. And along with 24-hour customer service, GoDaddy actually, you know, actually helps you out when it comes to any problems you have. And they have, you know, website tonight that you can instantly make your own website. Different aspects. So make sure that you guys go ahead and buy your own domain name. It doesn't cost that much. I think it's like $9, $10. And also, for you guys that don't know, this is an inside tip, and you'll only hear it from me, except for those geeks and the gurus that are out there, but not too many of them will tell you. If you're going to get a website and you go through GoDaddy, make sure you get your hosting package. Make sure you get a deluxe. All of the deluxe packages come with grids. A grid, it makes you have access to actually host several sites on one central site. So grid basically means that I can have one main site of hosting, but I can put several sites and host it. Say I have a blog site. Say I have another newsletter site. I have another site. I can put all of those on that one grid, and I can isolate them as different websites on there. So when you're going to GoDaddy, make sure you buy a grid. Invest in getting a grid because on top of that, if you get a grid, you can also sell hosting. So that's just a tip on Lush Radio Online if you didn't know what a grid was. I'm just letting you know that. Also, utilize all the free aspects. You have Blogger that you can use as a form of a website for yourself. Or you can also switch it and make it into your own business and design a Blogger for somebody. If you're kind of all right with graphics and you can put it together and manipulate it, you can start doing that as websites, okay? Or you can go ahead and you can use a WordPress. WordPress right now is so simplistic. You can go in there and go in the back office with the admin. You can put up different posts. You can also create this as your own website. They have so many different plugins with Flash and everything like that, and you can utilize it as your own website. All you need to do is buy a domain name and use it to your aspects, and you can make it simplistic as possible, because basically at the end of the day, people want to go in and out of a website and get it in and out and get the meat of what they want to know. So definitely go and check that whole situation out when it comes to business, okay? I'm tired of so many people, and there's nothing wrong with having a MySpace, but at the end of the day, how many people still go on MySpace? We have to look at what is trending and what is going on. And if you want to effectively work, and because most people and most corporate people aren't looking at MySpaces now. They're looking at main websites. So if possible, you can have your MySpace, but it's always good to transition into having your own main website or either using a WordPress, either one. But I suggest you guys to transition from that. And Facebook, if you're going to use Facebook, utilize Facebook for personal reasons and create another one for your fan base because they have fan pages. Don't always give everybody your inside information because some things you don't want to share with your fans on Facebook. But use Twitter to the utmost because there's so many different applications for Twitter. You know, it's great. Make sure that for the BlackBerry users, you know, we have Uberry. And also for the other people, you know, you have TweetDeck. Some people use it, and they can basically organize all of their tweets. So whatever works for you, you know. And those are my business tips on Lush Radio Online today. We have a caller from 908. You want to go ahead and tell us a tip, or you have any questions or any thoughts about what we discussed, 908?
And it's Jersey. I had to switch phones. You know, I'm back.
Oh, okay.
Actually, just telling everybody, you know, always to take notes when we are on the air, because it's imperative with the information that we give out that you could be sitting in somebody's seminar, okay, paying $300 to $500, okay. Just go back and listen to our shows, the archives, and you know, I just want to applaud Cookie. I want to applaud Ebony. And Lush Radio Online for this educational experience, and it's very enlightening with each guest that we get, you know, and it's making my network a little bit more powerful. So I'm actually shouting out, you know, our guests and welcoming them to the family. I think tonight's show was, like, it was awesome. I mean, I want to shout out Lush. The interview tonight with both artists was just fantastic. And it just, you can just tell, like, you know, we got something going with everybody watching and everybody listening. Just remember to get your pen in the pad. That's basically my business tip. When Lush Radio is on Wednesdays and Fridays and every other day, man, it's real powerful networking stuff going on right now. Shout out to Lush. It's just Lush. You see, we got a promo code already on the phone. That's Brandon, man. That's brand new. Let's go. Gooch, get your
phone. We got our own promo code. Ain't that crazy?
You turned up, man.
That's real talk.
We got to salute Corinne for that one. Definitely. Yeah. We love her. She is just so beautiful in every way. And Ebony, you got any more thoughts out there, sweetie?
My final thoughts regarding the business aspect in the world is, you know, make sure that you have your team together. And when you network, be about your business. That makes business a pleasure.
Definitely. Why dot loyal B? You up there closing accounts and stuff. I'm saying, can I get a loan, player? You closing accounts, can I get a loan, player?
Anything for you, Lush, you already know. Yo, for most, man, I just want to say, you know, saying follow up on Google, man, shout out to Lush. I mean, you know what I'm saying, I tweet you every day just to shout out to you, just to say what up. But, I mean, it's really an understatement on what you're really doing, to be honest. I mean,
You know, you're a very powerful woman, and I respect that. I respect it, and it's all love. On the business aspect, I'm, you know, hey, quit making everybody else rich. Get your own damn pennies. That's all I'm saying, man. I'm getting mine. So everybody else get theirs.
I got a shout out. I think it's Genius One. Genius One on Twitter. Shout out to him and everything. Geniusmusic.com. Definitely supporter of Lush Radio Online. So shout out to him. Hitting us up and showing love. He just added me on Skype. So shout out to all the people that have me on Skype. Shout out to DI Cast Radio, my girl African Allah, and DJ Ghost, Bad Seed, Glasses Malone, Jackie O, Scarface, all of our wonderful guests that we've had, very powerful shows. I think I have one other thing. For anybody that's starting their business and they LLC, two of the banks that I feel that might be good for you as an up-and-coming, business owner is try, if you're in the DMV area, I think you have to check the branches, but they might have sister branches. PNC Bank, I know they're in Jersey. I don't know. You have to check in your area, but PNC Bank only charges $50 to you to open up a business account, and they're actually, you know, not kind of like, you know, they're kind of lenient on fees and stuff. So I think you can go ahead and you only need $50 in the account, and I think they're very good for, small business owners, and their penalties aren't, like, really big because they're, like, a small branch. And also you can use SunTrust. SunTrust, that's actually the first company I went with. So I actually have two. I have PNC, and I also use SunTrust. SunTrust is also a good company, and they also offer merchant accounts. Some of us use PayPal. PayPal is cool, but they also take, you know, a percentage out of it, and on top of the PayPal, sometimes some people that don't have PayPal, we got some people that aren't computer savvy, so we also need merchant's accounts so everybody can be able to accept, be able to give you your money. And also they have different ways of, you know, giving you money and access to it. They accept visas and all that. So invest and look into merchant accounts. If you are an LLC and you're banking with somebody, ask them about their fees on a small business account. The only thing that you would need to open up a bank account, you would need your EIN number, your paperwork with your EIN number. You would need your articles of incorporation. Other than that, I think if you're a resident of whatever state, I guess a proof of identity where you're at, and also I guess your Social Security card and your ID, your legally stated ID. Other than that, that's all you need. And you go into the bank, and like I said, SunTrust, it costs $100 to open up a bank account, and PNC is $50. So, but any bank that you're banking with, just ask them and see and weigh out the best things that you can do. And also with PNC Bank, they also offer a virtual wallet. The virtual wallet, you can have access to your savings account. They also have a backup account in there, and then they have your checking. So you have almost three accounts combined in one, and you can move it around. It's like a virtual account. And then also another thing in business that I wanted you guys to look out for, if you aren't starting your own retirement fund, you have IRAs, or if you're young like me and all the several people that we have on the show, try out and check out mutual funds. Mutual funds, you can start now. It's almost like your own 401k or IRA. And, you can start putting money in and investing. And, you know, usually the bank will match you on whatever you put in. So try checking that out. CDs right now at the moment aren't building that much interest. So I don't recommend you invest in that. And even bonds, they're not building as much interest as possible right now at the moment. So if you want to try something, try mutual funds. Check that out, research it, and check that out. And that's business today on Lush Radio Online.
Lush.
Yes.
Yo, actually, I'm gonna need some type of contact info from I got Guru, you and Ev, so we want to send y'all some shirts up there, man.
Okay, right. Cool.
Yeah, so
I'll DM it to you.
So, you know what I'm saying, for y'all can be with that fly pride shit, you know?
Yeah, yes, we need that for something.
That's what's up.
You definitely need that. Make sure you send. Well, you know, you can get my number from either Guru or Ebony, you know, and you know, and get that cracking and everything.
Let's do that tonight, man. Let's talk about that.
Actually, Guru got all of our numbers.
All right, that's cool then.
You already got Guru's information. Get it all from Guru. He has it all.
All right.
That's what it is. And we appreciate everybody that calls in and you know, supports us. We are very humble. We appreciate you from small, little, big, whoever you are, from any state, you know, for those voices that can't be heard, we speak for you. We love you. We support you. Those people that are going through cancer, those people that are going through ailment, people that are going through, you know, a loss of a loved one, you know, people that are just going through adversity, and people that just never got the chance to just get a shine, you know, whether commercial radio kind of shunned them away or, you know, they just never really got that time to really speak out and let the people in the world know who they were. That's what we offer on Lush Radio Online. And we're the people's voice. A lot of the things that we give out, we don't give out because we want something back. The only thing we want to do is educate our people and our listeners. And we believe in the double E, educate and entertain. And we want to educate you. At the same time, we want to make you laugh. Sometimes we make you cry. Sometimes we make you want to fight us. But we love you at the end of the day. Lush Radio Online. And we support the, you know, unsung heroes out there, you know. And we put a highlight on that, you know, men, women. And, you know, the thing is, we see a lot of negativity. And media can be the number one enemy and the number one liar. But we try to base ourselves on integrity, and that's what we believe in, integrity, and just giving you guys honest truth about things. And we want you to hear it from, how do they say, the horse's mouth versus hearing he say or she say.
She say.
She say, and that's what we do on Lush Radio Online, and we love you guys, and we support you guys 100%. We have the Lush Radio special edition shirt, limited order. It's going down, and Future Guru has all that information, which he'll be blasting out. Shout out to LS Hot Art, our designer, and the whole Swamp team for creating that for us out in Jersey. So Future Guru, if you want orders or anything like that, contact Future Guru 100 on Twitter. He'll have different pictures and stuff. And if you want your custom shirt done, just a custom for you, you can do that also. You know, you can get your custom shirt done. And also on top of that, we also will be having some calendars out from our spokesmodel, Niagara Falls, also / core model, DJ, core model. And we're also going to have our own posters. You'll have individual posters of Ebony, Guru, and Lush on Lush Radio Online. So our posters will be coming out soon. So if you guys love Lush Radio so much, then go ahead and get one of these posters. They'll be coming out soon, so watch out for that. We're doing a lot of things. Watch out. We're turned all the way up. You never know who's going to be on the show, but it's always something good, and it's always something educational. So watch out, because we're turned all the way up. If you want to contact us for any business or sponsorship, hit me up at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. If you would like to get interviewed on the show, contact Cookie, our program manager, CookieLushRadio@gmail.com. And if you would like to submit your music for Hot or Not, you can either contact Ebony at eTakeConsulting at yahoo.com, or you can contact FutureGuru100 @gmail.com for your Hot or Not, and we'll give you instructions on what you need to do to get on our Hot or Not show. So that's what it is, Lush Radio Online, and that's what it is. We have 9 minutes on the show, and we love you, and I'm going to go ahead and give you guys some music. I love you guys. Ebony Guru and Why That Loyal B.
Love you too.
We convene tomorrow. Tomorrow is going down. And for you guys that don't know, Street Queens the Movement is going down at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock on time on the dot. And Ebony will be live on the end of panel. But we implore everybody to call in because tomorrow we're going to be talking about alcoholism. Everybody had a drunk mother or a drunk father or a drunk uncle or just somebody in a family or somebody that just didn't know when enough was enough. Or did you ever get so drunk to the point that you just passed out and you didn't know where you end up at, or you had a sister or a friend? You know, let's talk about it. Tell us about your experience. We're talking about alcoholism. Is it a disease? And how we can help people that are going through situations or who have been affected by alcoholism or have people have become violent. So we're going to talk about alcoholism and just tackling and battling that on the first hour. On the second hour, we're going to talk about the new movie from Tyler Perry called Why Did I Get Married Too? I employ all the men and all the females to call in and talk about what did they get from the story and also what were their best parts and also why do people get married? Let's talk about that tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Call in at 347-826-7722. Lush Radio Online. We're turned all the way up. And Jay Hood said, turn it up. And we're out of here.
Allow me to set the record straight. Every time I step in the booth, I must regulate. On my team sweet, I need hella cake. You got a pair of J's from 28, very fake. Always with a dime, but I don't care what chain is done. You ride shotgun and blow in the range. Run hard body flow, hip hop. Stop banging, run up on me, I'm been ill before the cab was fast on. So skinny, but artillery mad long. Get your laugh on, I get a sad zone. Jack boys run up on you. Body bag of beats in the jack to the mall. Killing shit, send the instruments to the low. Pro that's active, need training. Stop fronting, my nigga, you ain't. I made your deal, but still a nigga that's out of line. Dream of being better than waking up and apologize. I got a bad bitch, I know my bitch bad. Haters mad, she out to meet her in the city cat. Put you in Finney bag, with a female head. Got whole money now, that's sale bread. The bars is blazing, the bag is amazing. That's why they hating, my nigga, this shit. Oh, yeah, the streets can't stop playing. Turn it up, yeah, turn my nigga, yeah, burn it up. Get the guap while you can, run it up. That's what I'ma do. Turn it up. Cougar track, burnt up, 5'7", but I walk with a sweatsuit. Said you rat, why you be riding on the tail, boo? Cause I hold weight, long cake, better than a coke cat that sniffed my whole eight. Bottle of yak, got a nigga drinking, Kush got me thinking, man, this shit, huh? Judge.